Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred from Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2018 Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Lenka Dirpakova, programmer of the festival, and we're especially going to be talking about a fascinating strand here called Reflections of Time, a Baltic poetic documentary. But first of all, I just simply like to ask you a little bit about your role as a programmer and what it entails.
Programmer actually watches lots of films during the year, and we are the programming department consists of artistic director and bunch of programmers, and here at Karlovy Vary we are divided by the regions. So for example, I'm specialized on Central East European cinema. And we also we have three competitions. One of them is called East of the West, which is for first, second fiction features from Central East European countries, plus Turkey, Greece, and Middle East. And so this is my region.
We will look now at the Reflections of Time, Baltic poetic documentary strand. This is obviously like a type of film or a movement or whatever we want to call it that I wasn't familiar with. So how would you introduce it to someone who's not familiar with it at all?
In the 60s, in the Baltic countries, which were part of the USSR back then, started a movement that... Free from the ideology. It was in the moment when the political situation changed a bit, and they were influenced also by what happened in the world cinema, like direct cinema and other movements, which decided that they would like to depict the life in its pure form. To catch the authentic moments of the so-called like normal life, or how to say,
the inherent truth of everyday life.
Oh yeah, beautiful. Thank you. Now I can repeat it, and you will put it as my quote. Yeah. So it all started in the 60s, and the style evolved, and so we. 2 years ago, I went to Vilnius to the festival, and there was a presentation of works in progress. And there I saw a piece of the documentary called Bridges of Time by acclaimed director Audrius Stonis and co-director Christine Briede. And this was the documentary that started it all, because they were... trying to catch all the old masters from this movement and to somehow preserve their ideas about what is filmmaking and stuff like this. So when I saw this, I was really surprised, because I didn't know much about these documentaries before, and it was the moment when I, like, wow moment, this is something really special. So when this year we were trying to figure out which retrospectives we could have, we met with the people from Baltic institutions, from the Baltic film centers, and I was like, okay, we have this documentary. This documentary is about to be made. What about... to put together a retrospective of these films, because people don't know much about them and it might be interesting to present them. And they were like, okay, we will see what we have, if we have some 35 millimeters or DCPs, because most of them are not restored. So most of them were like old 35 millimeters, but then they got some fundings once we decided to have the retrospective, so they digitalized most of them.
Oh.
And yeah,
because I'm even surprised, having not heard about this movement before, that so many of the films weren't lost. You know, sometimes very often it happens.
Well, in these three small countries, the film centers, they work absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
So we just check with them what is available, and they organized everything afterwards. It wasn't like detective work trying to search to find I don't know, prints from different sources. Yeah. So in that, but when I started watching the films, I really fell in love with it, and my colleagues as well, because some of them reminded me, for example, from the Czech New Wave, like the old Miloš Forman's films. Like some of them take place in the city, in the cafes. Some of them are by the sea, catching the landscape and the life of the, like, these pure people living the everyday life, like fishermen and peasants. And
basically, it stood like, you know, opposite to what the mainstream cinema of those places was, right?
Yeah. And it's I love that they are using the cinematic language in a way, very special way. I mean, they don't need words. Like most of the, well, first of all, I would like to say that most of them are, we just have one film that was shot in color, and the rest, they are black and white. Most of them are short films, like 20, 30 minutes. Most of them, they don't have the dialogues, because you can catch everything from the visual image.
As well as that, like, I guess these filmmakers wouldn't have had much money to make their films. I know that color film wasn't very common back then, so.
Yeah, sure, but we don't have only films from 60s, it's also 70s, 80s, and we also decided, so this is why it's special, because we have four blocks of the short films, and three are like the core masters of the poetic documentaries, and then we also wanted to show someone from the new authors that were influenced by these masters. One of the block consists of the shorts by Laila Pakarnina and Audrey Stonis, the directors that in a different way were influenced and continue in their own way this special cinema language. So their short films are also like, they are their very early works. Yeah, they are also black and white.
Yeah, that's great. But
and also one from Sharunas Bartas, who is like really acclaimed Lithuanian director now. He had a film in Cannes last year, fiction. So his old black and white.
From when? Short, from the
From the 90s.
Okay, yeah. So it kept going. It's like, you know, it lasted decades.
Yeah.
Is there... okay, so first of all, this is the question I was going to ask. Is like, these films, were they... popular with audiences?
It's hard to say. We had a quiff talk, like masterclass with the old masters. Not much of them are still alive. So we brought three of them here in Karlovy Vary and talked to them. And they said that they were not like, it wasn't like a big distribution back then, like during the communist times. But they were screened like together with the fictions, before the fictions. So they were laughing like, haha, people had to watch our documentaries because they put it in front of the
I love it.
Fictions. So basically...
And another question that I wanted to ask you is, obviously, it would be nice to get some examples of the films that are in the program to have some reference points for it. So, that you would recommend to someone as a starting point?
Yeah, starting point would definitely be the documentary Bridges of Time, that actually, well, the circle ended because it started with this. I saw this presentation of this documentary, then this year, 2 years ago, after I started thinking about the retrospective, I was in Vilnius again, and the director and the producer, they organized specially for me closed screening in the cinema and showed me this documentary. I was so amazed. It's like a metaphysical essay about the sense of cinema and life and documentary filmmaking, like catching the glimpses of time. Well, first of all, you are thinking, okay, let's put it in the retrospective. But once I saw the documentary, I was like, come on, we have to consider this for the competition because it's really something outstanding. So then I showed it to my colleagues, and they were like, absolutely, let's put it in the documentary. So these Bridges of Time are part of the documentary competition this year. And this definitely is a film that is in a way framing the whole retrospective. You can see all the masters there, but it's not at all like historiographical documentary, no, like Talking Heads with the signs or something. And so this, and there are lots of like short clips from different
films of the
from the poetic documentaries, so you can have sense of what's this all about. I really very much love the one called 511 Best Photographs of Mars, which is Estonian one, and it takes place in a cafe, and he's just sketching faces of people, plus he used the music of Beatles, which were allowed, people were allowed to listen in the Soviet times, and at the same time they didn't have to pay for the like fee for the songs because no one cared. The whole film
they were making money.
Yeah, just music of Beatles.
Yeah,
and it combines like Beatles, faces of people in the cafe, with like commentary, which is totally different, and talks about the discoveries about Mars. So it's like a great hybrid mixture. Then I love very much the one called Apolinaras, which is made by a Lithuanian master, Henrikas Šablevičius. The hero of the documentary is a kind of strange, funny policeman, and he's observing his day, which is full of strange, like meetings with strange people. So. Yeah, 10 Minutes Older, it's by Herz Frank, Latvian film. It's like one, in one cut, he's watching the face of the little boy that's at the puppet show, and he's observing the face of the boy, how he reacts to the show. His expression changes like every 5 seconds, like from the fear or to the laughter, and total, I don't know, like, it's very interesting.
That's it. Okay, thank you very much for that. That was great. I think I've learned a lot, and hopefully it'll help spread the word about these wonderful films, and hopefully, you know, help more people see them. Hopefully they'll be released on DVD too, so that more people are on online, you know.
The Lithuanian Film Center, they already released a DVD, like best of.
Okay. Good.
But it was like the best of Lithuanian documentaries, but most of them are in this style. So
fascinating. Hopefully I'll be able to watch some of the films before I leave here in Karlovy Vary. Definitely appreciate you taking the time to talk to us about the Baltic Poetic documentaries. Thank you very much.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.